Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
Fair play to the Moonies.
Breaking news, Nobby, breaking news.
What? What's wrong?
Novak Djokovic has won his battle to stay in Australia and fight for the title.
Oh, good on him, yeah. So, he's not vaccinated. The Australian law says you're exempt from vaccination if you can say you've had COVID and you don't have to quarantine, but you have to be Australian.
Right, okay, but he's not Australian.
He's challenged that.
He's challenged it and he's Serbian. Won. In the last few minutes, he's won. So now the whole world will watch to see how he does because, like, he has a point to prove.
Now, I don't know if they can still maybe appeal something, but yeah, that's just happened.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
Breaking news.
Live. Timbaland compares The Weeknd's Dawn FM to Michael Jackson's Thriller. Whoa.
What?
Wow, The Weeknd is on Michael Jackson's level, according to Timbaland. On Friday, the Canadian superstar dropped his 5th studio album, Dawn FM. I listened to the Jim Carrey track. It's very good.
Yeah, but... Thriller? A Married Girl or something is one I like most so far.
This is amazing, according to Timbaland. He said, now that's the last thing you really want to have compared. Like, you know, it's like when you're a brand new band and somebody says you're the next Dermot Kennedy.
Well, at the time of us interviewing her, Katy Perry had done, I think she'd sold more copies of her album than Thriller, but she was very quick to say, she goes, yeah, but sales, digital sales, it's different.
Yeah.
It's not Thriller.
What was the number one selling album in Ireland of last year according to the Irish charts?
I would say that was either Ed didn't have anything.
Ed was fourth.
Adele?
Third.
Dermot?
Second.
Okay.
You got the big hitters. There's one that was like, I was surprised. Like, I thought Adele would just clean up everything, but she didn't.
I'm really trying here.
Yeah.
Young, rapper?
You know, Young.
Young.
By the way, the top...
Kid Laroi?
The top 50 albums in Ireland, like, a lot of them were greatest hits albums, like, you know, Queen and ABBA and Fleetwood Mac. But yet, the number one was Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, okay, yeah. St. Anne's Park, what an old hitter.
It really was. Zendaya, Tom Holland and Spurs' Heung-min Son will meet ahead of Spider-Man No Way Home release.
Spurs?
Yeah, go behind the scenes of Spider-Man No Way Home. Cast and our very own Sonny as they meet up in London.
Oh, man. How are you doing? All right? Hey,
good to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, huh?
That's so cool.
Yeah. Hi, Sonny. Nice to meet you.
I'm a Spurs fan.
I know.
Who would you say is most like Spider-Man on the pitch? Ability to run from their own box and score in the goal. Celebrate with the Spider-Man hands at the end.
Yeah.
I reckon it's you, mate.
Must be me.
Back of the web.
That happened about 2 weeks ago, unless they all met up again.
Maybe they liked each other so much they did.
It is, yeah. He wanted to go and tell him all about beating Markham 3-1.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
This is Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It's 10 past 7. Monday morning.
French Montana.
So, as we mentioned earlier, just before 7...
Novak
Djokovic the amount of gags last week about plays on his name, plays on tennis gags. Anyway, he has won his battle with the Australian authorities, and he will be allowed now to play the Australian Open and compete for his 21st Grand Slam.
So he was in immigration detention until yesterday.
Yes.
Now, someone has said, nice to see that the rules only ever apply to us plebs. Can't be having the rich and elite be inconvenienced. It is a good point.
I don't know, I'm not too sure what happened, but I did read that they told him in November he couldn't play, and he just decided, I've had it, so I'm...
Yeah.
That's a different rule, so... Anyway, he's won his battle, so...
Medical exemption on the basis on which it was given was separately given by a further independent expert, blah, 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 blah. They argued that the notice of intention to cancel his visa was defective because it was made on a confusing blend of two grounds. Sounds like a nice coffee.
A confusing blend of two grounds.
Dolce Gusto.
Novak. A pub team. Arsenal looked like Real Madrid, but played like a pub team, according to Roy Keane. Nottingham Forest have knocked them out of the FA Cup. And Spurs were 1-0 down to Morecambe. Finally came back and won that one. But yeah, it was getting a bit hairy as well. I do like a giant killer, although Nottingham Forest, they're all right.
Yeah.
While sun and settled weather for the week ahead, Ireland is set for a week of settled weather, experts said yesterday. Much milder today after today's patchy rain and drizzle, and above average temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees. Tomorrow will bring plenty of sunshine. It's going to stay mostly dry into Wednesday with spells of sunshine once the early mist and fog clears. So,
well, that's good.
A couple of nice days coming up, yeah. It was freezing yesterday. It was... torrential rain and everything yesterday.
That's true. The Golden Globes, they were on last night. Were they a very quiet affair this year or something?
Yeah, so there was no host. There wasn't on TV. There was no audience. They did it online.
Oh, for God's sake,
and
lads.
Not even like, online where everyone's on a Zoom call. Even that's gone. It was just they announced the winners bit by bit.
Jamie Dornan's Belfast didn't win Best Motion Picture Drama. That went to The Power of the Dog.
Now, let me ask you this. I've seen The Power of the Dog.
Yeah.
I read an article that gave me the top 100 films of 2021. It said The Power of the Dog was number one. I said, oh, look, the best film of 2021, according to this, is on Netflix. Gave it the goo.
Turn it off.
I finished it. But it's very slow moving. Like, it's very beautifully shot and everything. And, Benedict Cumberbatch is brilliant in it. All the acting is good in it. I wouldn't call it the best film of 2021.
Well, the Golden Globes people did. Better than Belfast, Coda, Dune.
Everyone's saying like it's going to win an Oscar or something. It didn't do much for me.
King Richard. Will Smith got winner for Best Actor for King Richard.
Oh.
West Side Story, Steven Spielberg's remake. That got Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy.
Hmm.
Nicole Kidman did well for Being the Ricardos. And Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom. He beat Leonardo DiCaprio.
I tell you what's going to win all sorts of Emmys and Grammy Emmys anyway, and BAFTAs. Afterlife season 3. I got a preview look at it.
Okay,
I've seen the whole thing.
Week, is it?
I watched two episodes over the weekend a day.
Two a day. Many is there? Six.
Six altogether.
Right.
Man, it's like it's so odd. It's so funny. It's so un-PC.
Is it sadder than season 2?
No. And a very, very emotional ending. And that's the big thing they say. Don't reveal the ending. I won't reveal the ending. Very emotional. Packs a punch. If you watch season 1 and 2, you know it goes from laughing your head off to crying. It's the same thing. There's still very, very moving moments in it. Very unusual stuff. But if you don't like...
Are there new characters that we didn't see before?
There's 1 or 2, yeah.
Is the postman still in it?
Yes.
Good, like him.
Most of the characters that you know and love are still in it, but it's the best one by far.
Okay.
There's a scene in episode 3 that made me nearly fall off the couch laughing.
Okay.
But if you're a sensitive soul and you don't like...
January's hard enough, like.
Very, very spicy language and very, very spicy themes, this wouldn't be for you, but you know that now.
Yeah.
Ricky's not your guy.
No, but exactly. You do know that by now, and surely you do know that by now.
Yeah.
Is it the 16th that's out?
It's Friday. It's on Friday,
okay.
Yeah.
Even better.
So get ready to binge.
Okay. Good news. So it's 7:15 on F104. It's Monday. It's the 10th of January. It's 2022.
Welcome back, Navi.
My God.
The gears are working.
Happy thoughts.
It's a strawberry. It's F104. 2022, Navi's going to bring us some new trends.
New trends. I'm all about trends.
Heaven helping us. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's a drone carrying a pot of nappy cream.
All right.
So the test they're doing in Oramore, County Galway, they will have drones dropping off your groceries. Okay. You're going to see more and more of that in 2022.
I do. I just see them putting up takeaways. Mana, I think, is the name of that company in Galway.
You're going to have a pocket concierge with a QR code, check-ins, voice control, room service and phone apps to book spas, dry cleaning, another dinner from bed. Hotels have gone super high-tech. So you'll have an app when you check into a hotel and you'll be able to find out where to go on your app. Instead of going down to the lobby and asking a fella, it'll all be there for you.
So more technology. Yeah, but they don't have the knowledge.
No.
A concierge in a fancy hotel in America who can get you a table.
Or anywhere.
Or booking into something because they know people.
You're never going to get rid of fixers. Those people who can get you things.
Don't forget to tip them. It's very cheap to fly to America at the moment. Very cheap.
Fast forwarding is the new term to enter the dating scene. After research found that over half of people are getting pickier about partners' long-term potential, hardballing is another trend set to continue in 2022, with almost 60% saying they're not afraid to spell out what they want in a relationship. Two in three singles told a dating app, Bumble, emotional availability was their top priority.
Emotional availability.
So people just go, look, I want somebody who doesn't smoke, who likes Billie Eilish and hates soap operas. And then,
but do they want more info than that as well?
But they drill down. So you could have deal breakers.
Hardballing, okay. It's always been around, just obviously in a different sense.
There'll be a lot more mental health technology. There'll be pet travel.
What's pet travel?
I don't know. There'll be pets going on holidays.
On their own?
I don't know.
That'd be great. 2 weeks off from the cat.
A lot more cryptocurrency. And there will be some clean beauty. Glowing skin will be the big thing of 2022.
Well, I've always tried my best. So a bit of a glow.
Yeah, you're good. You're glowing.
Well, glowing skin. Just go for a little bit of a light jog this morning. You'll have glowing skin.
Do you?
Little red rosy cheeks
go
on
up,
you.
Go up the top of a mountain.
Anybody see any of Anton Deck's quiz limitless
it
win?
It wasn't on.
It was.
It wasn't on Irish TV.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't get UTV or whatever, ITV.
I think I was watching ITV, all right, yeah.
I thought it'd be on Virgin Media One, but it
usually is on Virgin.
No, they have the Masked Singer, so unless they're going to bring it to us next week or something.
I'm only asking because when this finishes up, then the takeaway starts.
Yeah, I didn't see the game show. I wanted to see it, but it wasn't there.
What was on before it? There was a thing on.
Unless I got the wrong night.
It was Saturday, Jim.
Yeah, Saturday. It wasn't there.
Okay. Yeah. Was the Masked Singer on before?
I can't be dealing with the Masked Singer. Crossy's a huge
fan.
That's
what it was. It was on after that.
People who love the Masked... It wasn't on after
that. And then John Bishop was on after that.
Unless...
That was ITV.
I don't have that.
Right. They didn't buy it. They couldn't afford it.
They didn't buy it. It wasn't on Virgin.
Right.
So how do we watch it?
It was grand anyway. Like, it was just more Anton Deck. It was... I'm not saying you've had your fill of them, but you've had The Jungle, then you've had Limitless Win, then you'll have The Takeaway in February.
Have you seen that Michael McIntyre game show? Where there's celebrities going around in a circle?
Yes.
Oh man, it's very...
Yeah.
It's an awful lot of rules.
But John Bishop's show after, I know no one saw it, because it was on ITV. It has to have been pre-recorded, but he was talking about everything. He was talking about how much people won on that. He was talking about The Mushroom and The Masked Singer. How does he know all these things?
It must have been live then, was it?
I don't know. Or recorded as that day or something. I don't know. Anyway, John Bishop has his own kind of chat show. Also,
he's very good, actually, yeah.
Is what I'm trying to tell you. But sure, you need the channel. If you have Sky, you just get the extra channels. Just go to manual tuning.
Is this different to the chat show we did a while ago now that was on that W channel?
I think so, because, yeah, it was, yeah, because he does a stand-up piece.
Okay.
It kind of reminded me of some of the Tommy Tiernan stuff, but he doesn't do any stand-up anymore now on his show. He just gets straight into it. Who's on, Fred? Boom.
I do like the Tommy show. I missed it this week.
That was good, yeah. Okay, well, I'll get back to you on the Anton Deck game show. So, it's 7:23. We have our own quiz on this show called Instagram, and that's back. Did you do it last week, yeah?
Well, we did, yeah.
Any winners?
We had a 9.
Oh.
We had a 6 and a 7 and a 4.
Okay, well, the week got better, so it was the 9 on the first day back.
9 was the first day back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Instagram's back this morning at about 8:10. Going to put the qualifying question up on the Insta stories right now. Jim, while some of us were tucked up in our beds, Brittany turned around on Instagram.
Okay.
If you know what I mean. So last week...
Did you not get banned for that?
There was one side of her.
She put some emojis over the banned bits.
Doesn't really need an emoji on this because, you know, she's wearing something.
I was saying this to Crossy last week. I think that I think this is a promotional campaign for lingerie or some clothing line or something. I bet you this is... She's gearing up to something.
Yes. Well, she has a bit of gear on this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it would make no sense. Like, if she has managers now or whatever, they'd say, look, you're in the public eye, a lot of support for you. This is the time to release something that people will buy because they support you and they love you. So now release, you know.
Your clothes.
Semi-nip by Britney Spears.
Semi-nip. Anyway.
The Golden Globes were on last night. Is it not very strange that they didn't do them? Because they're not losing an awful lot of money that way.
Well, it's just even entertainment value. Something for people to watch.
I mean, like, they could have bunged Ricky Gervais a load of money just to present and announce all the winners live on his...
Even plug Afterlife 3 at the end of his speech.
Yeah, which is well worth the go, by the way. Very good.
It's out best, Friday.
Best motion picture went to The Power of the Dog. Yeah. It was good, but it wasn't the best. Best motion picture, musical or comedy went to West Side Story, the Steven Spielberg one. Best director went to Jane Campion for The Power of the Dog. Well done, Jane. I just don't get it. Kenneth Branagh won for best screenplay in a motion picture.
Was he in Belfast?
He wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
He has been nominated for four... or five, this could be his fifth category. If he gets nominated for the Oscars, which he may have already... there's five different categories. I think he's the only person to be nominated for five different things: actor, screenplay, director.
Don't ask me why, but I watched Titanic over Christmas. He was in that as well. He's been around a long time.
He's in Titanic. Don't remember him in
nearly
Titanic.
Nearly sure I watched a lot of stuff. Unless it was something else. I'm nearly sure he was in it.
You were tired, weren't you?
I was a bit tired, yeah.
Will Smith won for King Richard, best performance. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture went to Andrew Garfield in Tick, Tick, Boom.
Congratulations to all of them.
Encanto won for best animated. All right, Encanto, watch your house.
Now, is Encanto a bit scary for some kids?
They're all scary. All children's films are scary somewhere.
Okay.
Otherwise, kids don't like it. Best TV series drama went to Succession.
They won an awful lot now. Like Snooki and...
Okay.
I think...
that's 20% of Succession.
I think Kevin McAllister's little brother, he was the only one who didn't get something.
Okay. He's brilliant in it.
Well, they didn't think so.
We had a lot of fun on the first one. It really was like being...
That's not Encanto, is it? No. It's meant to be We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto. It's the first Disney since Frozen to be topping charts, aside from the film.
Okay.
Just because the music in it is so good, allegedly. But I'll have to get it for you again.
Best performance by an actor in a TV series went to Jeremy Strong, that's who I was doing just there.
Very good, Jim. Yeah, very good.
Okay. That's what he does.
Okay.
Ted Lasso won for best performance by an actor in a TV series musical comedy went to Jason Sudeikis. He is fantastic as Ted Lasso. I love him as
Ted
Lasso.
Did you not give up on that show now?
I gave up on it, right? I went back to it. The last two episodes were brilliant. And it's wide open. Season 3 starts filming next month.
Oh.
It's very good. And I think it's based on...
Wait, Tamarillo?
Do you know The Apprentice?
Yeah.
Do you know the two head coaches that are with...
Karen and the new dude.
Karen is the kind of Ted... I think Ted Lasso might be based on Karen because she is this lady who's...
mess with her.
She's the manager of... She's like the owner of West Ham.
Yeah.
And she's very involved with the club, so it sounds very similar to her.
I wouldn't like to be called to her office.
No.
Karen would like to see you now.
Unless you done something great and she gave you a bonus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd knock on the door then, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, start for now. It's F104.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So it arrived back on our screens on Thursday night. Now, I don't know if you saw it.
Why did people not tell me about it? Like, I knew it was coming in the new year, and then it was on Friday I saw it.
So,
tremendous amount of awards, okay? Woman of the Future Award, Outstanding Asian Woman Achievement Award. I'm the greatest entrepreneur since sliced bread, and I also can make a phone call. Darling, get me a spaghetti carbonara tonight.
What's a carbonara?
I spend millions and millions and millions of pounds on ready meals. How much do you pay for your tea?
I haven't had any tea.
You're an idiot. You are fired.
So that's Cassette Boy. Doing some classic sugar stuff. So, like, the thing that this year is there's a problem, right? So, when the 16 candidates come in, they give their CVs in,
right?
And I think he decides there and then who he's going to go for, right?
At the start,
yeah, because
you can't do that.
So you didn't see it on Thursday. So this isn't a spoiler, okay?
Is it still you get a share in the business or whatever it is? Or?
No, it's not a share. It's you. You come and work. He gets a share in your business. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So it was much better when you went to work for
got a job.
Him.
Yeah.
So now what happens is they had a thing where they had to come up with logos and marketing thing for a luxury cruise liner.
Okay.
And the team that lost, which was the boys, came up with the most ridiculous logo I've ever seen. It looked like something you would flush mixed with a cabbage and two hands sticking out of it.
What?
It's iconic. It's that bad. It's the worst logo I've ever seen. Also, they didn't put the name of the business or the luxury cruise liner. They didn't put any name on it. They just had this logo that looked like something you would flush mixed with something you would see in a handkerchief. It was disgraceful. It was terrible. Have a look at it. I mean, it's all online. People are tweeting about it. So the guy that came up with the logo and didn't put the name on it.
What's his name?
I can't remember. He gets first brought episode. Back into the boardroom with the manager. Now, the manager of the team said, look, make sure the name's on it and make sure it's a good logo. Terrible logo, no name. Then the guy, there's another guy there, and he's going, lads, this is a terrible logo. People are going to say this is going to be something that looks like you flush. And they were going, no, you're being very negative. So if you don't like your idea, you're being negative. You're being negative. It's my great idea. He said, no, lads, we're going to get to take you down of an idea for another thing. They went, no, leave it. So because he was so belligerent, he brings him into the boardroom as well. The guy...
You're only using that word now because they use that in the intro.
The guy...
Alan Sugar is a belligerent.
So the project manager, who normally always gets fired...
Yeah.
The guy who did the logo with no name on it is
he's
there.
He's still in it.
He's in the boardroom, right?
Right.
And the guy who complained about the logo looking terrible, he's in the boardroom. And they go down to it and down to it, and they fire the guy who complained about the logo. Not the guy who made the logo.
What?
And it was the worst. Everyone who's a fan of The Apprentice, it was one of the worst bits of marketing I've ever seen. Ever. And they don't fire the guy who made the logo. Because his CV must have a really nice little tasty business that Sugar potentially wants to get involved with.
Yeah, because you'd have to say what your idea is, surely.
Yeah, so the 16 people, he goes, this guy's a lemon. I'll get rid of him early. His business doesn't appeal to me. So he took the opportunity and he fired, on week one, he fired the wrong guy.
Wow.
So that's what everyone's complaining about.
Well, there's a girl from Dublin called Pamela Laird. She was on a couple of seasons ago and she was Instagramming during the whole thing. So if you want to kind of see, she's reacting to it. Not officially with The Apprentice, but because she was in it, she kind of has inside track.
Yeah.
I think she got fairly far into it as well. I think she was almost in the final.
And then the project manager on the girls' team really has tickets on herself. And she said, look, I've got an idea. And people said, what about this idea? No. That's my idea. I'm sticking with my idea. And they said, what if we go for a vote? No, we're not having a vote whether it's good or not. I'm not. I've never seen anyone veto a vote before. So anyway, it's back. It's on. But
Thursday
I think
it, nights. Is this the kid? They've never done this early in the year before.
The show is flawed because he's not firing the people who should deserve to be fired, because it should have been the logo guy with no name. He fired a guy who complained about the logo with no name. And it doesn't make any sense.
Let's have a bit more cassette boy here.
Dancing, running them around the racetrack there. Okay, I'm a bit jealous for that one myself. I'd like to have gone myself. Okay? You lost. What went wrong? I'll tell you what happened, because I was there. Karen and I drilled each other for an hour and a half.
What?
Let's face it, it was a mess in there, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
So, Brendan, you work in digital marketing. Did you see that logo on The Apprentice?
No, I didn't see it at all, no.
Have a look at it today, Brendan. So, it's all on Twitter. If you just search Apprentice logo, like people are saying it's iconic. It was so bad.
So, it's like a cabbage mixed with a number two.
It was horrific. It was supposed to be somebody doing a push-up. So it was supposed to be like a cruise that was all about health. And it just looked terrible.
A push-up and a logo? How do you do
that?
There's
two arms sticking out of this. You have a look at it. It's one of the worst logos ever. And the guy, he survived.
There you go.
I'll definitely have a look at that later on, yeah.
Sums up life sometimes, Jim. Sums up life.
That's true.
All right, Brendan. Do you need €1,000 or are you okay?
Badly.
Badly?
It's January.
Yeah. Okay, we're all there. We're all there. 10 questions. A mix of everything. Bit of sport, bit of geography, bit of just show busy bits. And some random ones that Jim likes to come up with himself.
Have you ever scored a 10, Brendan?
It's been a good while, but I have in the past, yeah.
Okay,
good man.
He's a 10, Brendan.
If you, like we were saying, you know, people are all into this Wordle thing. Obviously, Instagram was here before Wordle. We want to know if you got a 10. And the only way you can do it is to share it with us. You don't go on Twitter and say, I got, you know, an 8. But you come on here and tell us if you get a 10. And we'll send you an emoji.
60 seconds starting right now.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
On a compass, what direction is indicated by the letters SW?
Southwest.
Incisor, canine and molar are all types of what?
Teeth.
Who was Holly Willoughby's This Morning co-presenter?
Richard something. Oh, I can't think of his surname.
True or false? Car ferries are not allowed to enter the Liffey between 1 and 2 p.m. due to shipping laws.
True.
Who is the current leader of Sinn Féin?
Mary Lou MacDonald.
Danny Dyer is set to leave EastEnders this year. What character does he play?
Not a clue. He owns the bar, isn't he?
How many digits are there on a credit card number? 14 or 16?
16.
What major Irish music event happens most years beside the River Boyne?
Lancaster.
And Mikel Arteta is the manager of what football club?
Arsenal.
He sure is. Now, who's the Richard person you're thinking of from this morning?
I don't know. Maybe it's not Richard at all.
Well, it originally was.
Are you thinking of Breakfast or anything?
No, I'm thinking, is he thinking of
Richard Madeley?
He was only in the jungle a few weeks ago, yeah. Are you thinking of Richard Madeley, yeah?
Maybe, yeah.
No, it's Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield.
Yeah.
And when they're off, it's Dermot O'Leary and Alison Hammond.
Correct. So Mick Carter has announced, well, his character's Mick Carter, Danny Dyer is leaving EastEnders at the end of this year.
He'll be gone by the end of the year, yeah.
Okay.
Watch out for a big storyline there. And he does own the bar, though. You're right there. And there was only one other one you got wrong. Yeah, Philip Schofield.
The ferries.
Yeah, the ferries. I made that up. Car ferries are, of course, allowed enter the Liffey between 1 and 2. There are no shipping laws saying you can't.
So is that area outside the East Link, is that still the Liffey?
Yeah,
the mouth of it? Or is that the sea?
I think once you pass...
Or is that Dublin Bay?
I think past the...
I've never seen the Stenline go up to Samuel Beckett, if you get me, you know?
No, once you pass the
I'd like to.
The lighthouse on the Bull Wall, I think you're in the Liffey.
That's the Liffey, okay.
I think so. Anyway, Brendan, you got 7 today.
Okay, not too bad. Thanks a million.
Thanks for playing.
Cheers, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Novak Djokovic, earlier this morning, determined that he's won his appeal to overrule not playing in Australia.
He was in immigration custody.
So that was about 2 hours ago. So now, Oz reporters are reporting that cops are in the building where Djokovic is right now. Some reporters are saying he's been arrested.
See, I think Australia can appeal this.
Yeah, but arrested is pretty hardcore. And while others are saying that at the moment he's with his lawyers thinking about what to do next, but some journalists are also commenting it might not be safe for him to play the Australian Open.
Why?
I don't know. There's an awful lot of... A lot of backlash from Australians about him.
So there are some people saying this morning that, you know, it's well for the rich and famous to be able to change the rules. Basically, he's not vaccinated. They only let you in Australia if you're not vaccinated, if you're an Australian resident. And that's where this has all started from.
Significant police presence at the office of Djokovic's lawyers on Collins Street in Melbourne. White vans heading into the underground car park. Reports that Australian federal police are heading in to arrest him. Immigration minister has 4 hours in which to recancel his visa.
He'd be the type of fella you'd be trying to arrest him, but also you'd want his autograph.
There's cops completely surrounding where he is right now. I don't know whether it's for his own safety or... Why would he need to send that many cops in to arrest one guy?
I don't know. Maybe he's lots of people with him too.
We'll give you more on the story as it breaks. Here's Bob with the weather.
Will it break? Yes. Okay, well, that's unfolding right now.
Billie Eilish has shared a voice recording on Instagram.
Okay.
So she made it herself for her upcoming new music. So most musicians now record themselves into their voice notes when they get an idea for a song.
Okay.
She's sharing it.
Hope she backs them up.
It's like chill pop. Love when it comes without a warning. Cause waiting for it gets so boring. A lot can change in 20 seconds.
Wait, go back to when it comes in.
What? The whole thing?
Yeah.
Don't go there, cause you'll never return. I know you think of me when you think of her. But then it don't make sense when you're trying hard to do the right thing. But
I'm thinking two things. I mean, it's great to hear that behind the scenes, and also it's like someone playing their ringtones on a bus.
But also... Well, people will be doing cover versions of her song way before she even releases it. It's nice to see the background of how she does it.
Put the song together, yeah.
Normally you see that kind of background stuff after it's out and it's a hit.
True. There isn't a huge amount of audio from the Golden Globes because they didn't really do the Golden Globes properly last night.
They didn't. They just announced it online, social.
So The Power of the Dog won Best Drama. It wasn't a great night for Ireland. We didn't pick up a huge amount of stuff. But Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke about the importance of the Golden Globes and the Hollywood foreign press, which he associates with the success of his career.
And I came to Hollywood and started my movie career. I often heard, Arnold, you should change your last name. No one can pronounce it. I mean, what is it? Schwarzen Schnitzel or something like that? And then they told me I should get rid of my accent. And they said, no, 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 always. The Hollywood foreign press said, yes, yes, yes. And in 1977, I won the Golden Globe New Star of the Year award. And my dream of being the best in my category was becoming a reality. Wow. So this recognition by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association meant the world to me. Because these are the international journalists with a world view.
He's been interviewed recently, right? And they said, did you ever tell a lie when you were a politician?
Of course.
And the audience started laughing. And he goes, I'll tell you this. He said there was a senator that he didn't get on with, didn't like him at all. He didn't like him. And he wrote him a note denying one of his laws that he wanted to bring in. And he wrote him a note, but every word that began the note, every letter of the first sentence spelled out F-U, right? And he sent it to him. And then journalists picked up on this and said, did you know that this was... And he went, no, that's just a weird coincidence. He said, that was a lie. He did know.
Olivia Rodrigo has been reflecting on her 1 year anniversary of driver's license, saying it changed her whole life.
Got my driver's license last week, something we always talked about. Cause you were so excited.
This was a demo of it.
To finally drive up to your house.
See, Billy, that's how you do it. The demo after.
Exactly.
Crying cause you weren't around.
See you in Fairview. I mean, do you think of all the places she's expected, like she's seen the world? I'm not saying Dublin isn't nice, on a good day it is, but there's not much in it.
Just Fairview as a venue is just so new to us.
There's a dark station.
I don't know how they do it, yeah.
Oh, there's the dark going by. I just don't know what she's expecting. I don't think they even have a monument in there.
They have a bandstand.
They have a bandstand.
A decent playground.
And there's a good skate park.
It's a good place to play frisbee. Nice wide open spaces behind the trees there.
Yeah. I hope she likes dogs.
So, not an influencer. She's exposed influencers. People are saying, I can't trust no one no more.
Do you remember Bloggers Unveiled? Is it like that?
Yeah, do you remember that? That was good. And somebody else has responded, this app should be banned. So, an Instagram influencer has shared a series of before and after snaps. Now, this girl doesn't use this app herself, but okay, she wanted to show that an awful lot of influencers use this app to adjust images. And the results are outstanding. So, if you really want to jazz yourself up.
Could I suck my cheeks in?
This does it all for you. It'll suck you up. It'll put makeup on you. It'll give you bigger lips. Fix your eyebrows.
Can I get bee sting lips from this?
It can open your eyes. It can, it can just make you look. A bit of sculpting on the face. You know, whatever it is. Anyway, model Nicole Sharby said she went on TikTok and she said, "Here's the proof that social media is fake."
Mm.
She shared the video with her 1.2 million followers, and she said that she used the Face App editor to change one image. And she did a before and after. And the before picture, she just looks like a girl.
Normal.
A girl. And then the after picture, she looks like Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
And so in the before picture, she's not really wearing that much makeup. In the after picture, I'm going to show you, Nobby, so you can see the after. And so that's the after and before, rather than before and the after.
Well, she's lovely as...
She's lovely as it is.
Is that her before on the right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
So she's not wearing much makeup, but the one that's enhanced by the Face App. So everyone's downloading Face App now. I'm going to make myself look better. So yeah, that's what she uses, and people are going mad. She did a friend of hers as well. I'll show you another example of that. So there's a friend of hers who's also a model.
The lips definitely, yeah.
Picture
yeah.
of her wearing not any makeup. She's in her dressing gown, but then she gets jazzed by the Face App.
And
she looks completely different.
You could get your eyebrows threaded and it would look like that. You don't need an app for it. Like, there's somebody, all I can say is, I know a girl. I'm not going any further than that because I don't want to this person's identity.
Okay.
I know what they look like in real life and I know what they look like on Instagram now. And it's not filters. This is stuff. And I need to see this person in real life to actually see, is it any filters or have they had all this done? You wouldn't recognise this person's head anymore. It's a different person.
A different person.
It really is.
Because I know you can manipulate pictures. Like, you know, you can obviously with Instagram, there's filters and stuff. But this Face App can kind of.
I keep scrolling back or tapping back. I'm like, is that really? Wow.
Right.
They were lovely to begin with, and now it's like, whoa! I'd pass you on the street. I wouldn't think it's the same person.
So, but in real life, they might be still the same person. Do you remember?
I don't think so. It's too consistent.
Also, a woman with a lot of cakes. Did you ever ring up and get a cake done over the phone or send them an email?
Yeah. Again, an email's probably a better idea.
Well, no, it's not, because sometimes cake places, they're not really listening to you. Some people have put the actual full email on the cake with all your instructions written on it.
Good morning to Super Value Sutton in the bakery. They always have us on. So they're listening to us, Jim.
Good stuff. Happy. So this is a cake. This is actually what they wrote in the cake. Happy birthday, Dick. Ha, ha, ha. Don't write that. His name is Matt. And they wrote all that on the cake.
Don't write that. His name is Matt.
Somebody else said, I want a cake. What do you want written on it? Nothing. So they just wrote nothing. On the cake. A huge nothing. Somebody else, they misheard them. They said, here's a picture of my daughter. It's a graduation cake. I want a cap drawn on her. So like a cap, like a gown. But they misheard it. They drew a cat on top of her head. Congratulations, Laura. Look, there's even a scroll. Congratulations, Laura, and a cat on her head. Another one that just said, sent from iPhone at the bottom of it.
Someone was obviously obsessed.
And so he said, thanks for a great year. And then in giant letters, in purple. They wrote the words in purple.
In purple.
So it was just an instruction. There's millions of cakes like that. So just be careful.
A lot of cakes will use cream or dairy products in general. How would you feel about the sniff test replacing the use-by date on milk?
I always give it a sniff.
Yeah.
Although I see some people and the nose touches.
You touched it, so you'd no milk left in the house.
Yeah.
Your nose touched the carton by mistake.
Yes.
And you threw out the milk.
I had to, yeah.
Because you were worried that you might have something.
This is pre the COVID, yeah. I thought I had a cold. And I went to sniff the milk, but my nose touched off it. And then nobody had cereal. What'd you put your nose in the milk for, Dad? Sorry.
So, the use-by date will be gone. Which, when you're trying to buy it, you can't sniff it when you're buying it.
They're going
to
get rid of it, aren't they?
So there's millions and millions of litres of milk wasted every day in the UK and Ireland. And right. I'm sure beyond.
Yeah, of course.
And if it's gone by the date and it hasn't been opened, that might be fine. But, yeah, the sniff test.
You know when you get a jar or something and it says consume within 3 days of opening, but there's no way you can consume it within 3 days unless you're like using all of it for...
And it's not going to kill you anyway, depending on what it is.
What's the story with it? If it's in the fridge and it's in a jar with a lid on, you know, like if it's a bit of beetroot or something and it says eat the whole jar within 3 days, that's nonsense, isn't it? Who eats a jar of beetroot in 3 days?
You freak. This happened to me before Christmas and a chef replied to me and said, sniff it. If it smells fine, it's fine.
Yes.
So the sniff test is pretty good.
It's good rule for life.
Half the world can't smell anything, but...
Or as the brilliant comedian Jim Owen says, the worst thing is when his wife comes up to him and says, here, smell that. I don't want to smell it. If you want to have that milk, then you smell it.
Smell that.
Have a smell. Do you think that's off?
You need
off?
A second opinion.
But like if somebody says, do you think that's off? You're already going to be... That's all right.
They're looking at it.
That's when it gets lumps in it. That's what it
means. Oh, yeah. Well, if you don't want to sniff it, you can pour a bit into the sink. They are looking at it this year, though, that the use-by date, particularly on milk, will be gone and you'll have to use your nose instead.
Yeah. Old school.
Cow's been working hard. They don't want to pour it down the drain if it's grand. It's F104.
Dada E.
A lot of gigs have been cancelled at the moment. Pussycat Dolls cancelled a gig, right?
Okay.
But Nicole Scherzinger announces on social media, doesn't tell the rest of the band.
She cancelled the gig without telling the rest of them.
She cancelled the tour. Oh, what a sound young one. Huh?
James Corden made a bit of an idiot of himself.
How?
The other day. So he's in LA and he's driving around and he knows Billie Eilish. And Billie Eilish drives a Dodge Sport and it's a very distinctive car. And it's in Beverly Hills where all the celebs live. And he goes, oh, that's Billie Eilish. So he's kind of flashing the car, drives up beside her. And he said he was left red-faced when the shocked motorist looked at him and said, as if he was a sex offender. She said, it wasn't Billy. It was a girl looking at me like, all right, Grandad, what do you want? What are you hassling me for? It was somebody driving the exact same car as Billie Eilish, but wrong girl.
Got a pretty famous head, though. I mean, surely she'd know it's James Corden.
It's James Corden here.
Hello.
Would you like to do Carpool Kerry?
Do you like me and Peter Rabbit?
No, but you don't want to be...
I know, of course, a
car pulling up beside you.
No, but we've all waved
in LA,
at someone.
Like, you know.
We've all waved at someone we thought was somebody else. Or,
oh, yeah.
You know, I got a message the other day. Are you in Liffey Valley? I was like, no, spits of you. And I sent back car or head. And they sent back head.
My one is I don't real. So I'll be driving and I'm miles away.
Yeah.
And somebody,
you are always miles away, yeah.
Somebody will wave at me and I'll recognise them. But it's only after they've passed me that I go, oh, that was...
I know, yeah. Well, that's understandable.
So they must think I'm just staring at them like, yeah, what?
Sure, if we were in the countryside, we'd wave at each other anyway.
I do wave a bit more when I'm outside the Dublin.
Yeah, yeah. Just
the hey, one. How you doing, buddy? As soon as you're in Dublin, it's like,
Do you go that far with it? I thought it'd just be like a finger or maybe two if you really know them.
Finger's very laid back. And I'd give a...
Yeah.
Heavy it. Bit of a heavy it, that's all.
Or again, talking about the forest again, it's okay to say hello to strangers there because it's kind of a way of saying, I'm not here to kill you.
Yes. Yes.
You know, how you doing, friend?
Yeah.
Keep on walking. It's like an unofficial code. MJ Rodriguez celebrates as she becomes the first trans woman to win a Golden Globe Award for Poe's Love Twins. She claimed the honours for Best Actress in a Drama Series. This all kicked off last night.
This is for the LGBTQAI
Black, Latina, Asian, the many multi beautiful colors of the rainbow around the freaking world. This is not just for me. This is for y'all. This is the door that opens for y'all, not me, for y'all. There are going to be so many young individuals, young, talented, thriving individuals that are going to be able to trail in and storm in through the door. This is for y'all.
Encanto, the soundtrack, surges to number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The first soundtrack to hit number one since Disney's Frozen 2 in 2019.
Into the unknown. That one.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, it does. Nearly never.
The reviews from the kids are in. Some kids love it, some kids are a little bit scared. How are you, Bruno? Nice to meet you.
Sounds good.
And finally for now, Timbaland has compared Don FM to Thriller since the weekend.
Well, I think of Don, when I hear Don FM, I keep thinking of Peter Kay's Phoenix Nights radio
sound like
station.
What was that called? Charlie FM.
Charlie FM.
He said this album is different, yo. This right here, this on some Thrillers. While listening to Sacrifice, which is this one.
I'm going to have to give that the go.
He says, yo, congrats. This is amazing. It's fairly high praise now from Timbaland. He doesn't produce on it or anything, does he?
I don't know.
I doubt it. It'd be a bit of a weird
But it's
thing
always
to say.
A good, it's always a good sign that you're doing well if people are saying, nah, I prefer his earlier stuff. That's Twitter for you.
Yeah.
So that makes me want to listen to it more.
I take Timbaland over Twitter, in fairness.
I prefer his earlier. His first two, I knew him about him before you did. I discovered The Weeknd. Now everyone likes him. I don't like him anymore. He sold out.
That is Dish the Dirt. It's 9:44 on FM 104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.